Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 19th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Clinical Outcomes Following Percutaneous Coronary Intervention with Drug-Eluting Stents and Drug-Coated Balloons in Lesion with Eruptive Calcified Nodules. This study investigated clinical outcomes of percutaneous coronary intervention for high-risk eruptive calcified nodules using either drug-eluting stents or drug-coated balloons. Researchers conducted optical coherence tomography-guided PCI in 1,975 patients to gather comparative data on these treatment strategies, which was previously unavailable. This research provides a crucial foundation for understanding the optimal PCI approach for these complex lesions. The findings will help improve patient care by guiding device selection for eruptive calcified nodules. Article number 2. Deep dive rendezvous as a novel alternative technique for conventional externalization in retrograde chronic total occlusion interventions. This article introduces and examines the deep dive rendezvous technique as an alternative to conventional externalization in retrograde chronic total occlusion percutaneous coronary intervention. The research addresses significant challenges of conventional externalization, such as procedural complexity, increased equipment requirements, and risk of fragile collateral vessel rupture. This innovative technique offers a simpler and potentially safer approach for complex CTOPCI when antegrade methods are insufficient. The study establishes a valuable new tool for interventional cardiologists, aiming to enhance procedural safety and improve patient outcomes. Article number 3. Comparison of dual versus triple targeted drug therapy for patients with left-to-right shunt congenital heart disease-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension. This study compared the efficacy of triple versus dual targeted drug therapy in 67 patients with left-to-right shunt congenital heart disease-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension. The research also evaluated treatment outcomes and prognosis in this cohort, further categorizing patients based on potential defect closure. Given the limited evidence on optimal targeted therapy for this complex condition, the study provides crucial data. This investigation advances the understanding of effective management strategies, aiming to improve the long-term prognosis for individuals with congenital heart disease-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension. Article number 4. Cardiogenic shock and Takotsubo versus acute myocardial infarction. Insights from the National Readmission Database 2016 to 2022. This study used the Nationwide Readmissions Database from 2016 to 2022 to compare cardiogenic shock and Takotsubo cardiomyopathy versus acute myocardial infarction. Researchers identified hospitalizations for cardiogenic shock, classifying cases as either TCCS or AMICS to analyze demographic features, clinical characteristics, and treatment strategies. This investigation provides critical comparative data on these distinct causes of cardiogenic shock, an area previously understudied for Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. The findings are vital for accurate diagnoses, tailored management, and improving patient outcomes in both severe conditions. Article number 5. RBM20 antisense oligonucleotides alleviate diastolic dysfunction in a mouse model of cardiometabolic heart failure, HFpEF. This study investigated whether RBM20 antisense oligonucleotides, ASOs, could alleviate diastolic dysfunction in a mouse model of cardiometabolic heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Researchers demonstrated that inhibiting RBM20 using ASOs induces the expression of larger titin isoforms, a key determinant of diastolic function. Critically, this intervention successfully alleviated diastolic dysfunction, identifying a novel therapeutic target for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This breakthrough provides a promising new strategy for treating this prevalent, deadly, and difficult-to-manage condition. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.